Thunder Bay, Michael Zaccino says he wants to move the community in the right direction. He has stressed that with a big, bold arrow on his lawn signs, but for Zaccino, it's more than just a slogan. His campaign platform points to prioritizing spending to begin to cut down or eliminate the infrastructure gap, promoting the community to increase economic development and preparing the city to further adapt to climate change. Zaccino, an educator with the Catholic School Board for the past 25 years, also believes that healthy people make for a healthy city, and will advocate to provide opportunities to improve both physical and mental health throughout Thunder Bay. A longtime volunteer in the community too, Zaccino said he saw an opportunity earlier this year when few candidates had signed up, a chance to make a difference in the community he's called home all his life. I thought, you know what, my kids are older, I have the time and I thought I could commit to this job. So that was the impetus for running. I want my kids to have a place they want to call home in a future. I've been involved in lots of things and there's stuff I'd like to see pushed along in terms of an agenda in the city, and hopefully I can help push them along, Zaccino. He said the indoor turf facility has been the biggest topic of conversation while he's been out campaigning, one on which voters are seeking a clear direction from the person for whom they vote. Zaccino said he does not favor a Chapels Park location, because of the ground conditions and one-way traffic. I think either behind the complex where that baseball diamond is located, or where the existing foundation is at the Clee area, that could be a potential area, he said. And it doesn't need to be city-owned. It could be private. I haven't seen any of those proposals, so I'd like to see what they look like and go from there. But I think kids need something to do in the wintertime. I think people make it more grandiose than it needs to be. It needs to be a covered field that people can do stuff. In the ward, he'd like to see the roadway and parking area at Hillcrest Park get spruced up a bit. It's one of our jewels and we need to put our best foot forward, so I think that needs to be repaved, if possible. Zaccino said he sees council having a role in helping improve community safety, but said he wants to start with the selection of the city's new police chief and some resolution about the Thunder Bay Police Services Board and its internal issues, along with the implementation of trauma training for officers, before choosing a path forward. I think that will have to filter through before you can comment on that. You've done a consultation on this. I think you have to follow those steps and see how that goes. Zaccino sees homelessness as a two-part issue, one led by economics, the other by mental health. If the former, he wants the province to step up and create a more level playing field. If the latter, then supports must be built in, something for which council can advocate.